I was in a band from pretty much the time I was about 15 years old in some kind of a band. And in a little town, you're always looking for places to rehearse. So my buddy and I were kind of the constant two people in the band. I played bass, he played guitar. And we practiced in a theater that we're 100% sure was haunted. One building that I'm 100% sure was condemned. But had electricity, oddly enough, because you had to have electricity to play music. The back of a restaurant that doubled as a karate studio. Actually, this could just be another story, all the places that we practiced. But my friend's family, they were corporate farmers, meaning they farmed thousands of acres. And his dad had a bunch of farmhouses that his farmhands lived in. So finally he said, why don't you guys just practice in that house out on the Wiener Cutoff? He had a guy named Larry that worked for me. Larry's not there anymore.
For those that don't know, the Wiener Cutoff is what?
Is a road that runs, a gravel road that runs between Harrisburg, Arkansas and Wiener, Arkansas. But it's the straightest distance between the two towns. It's the Wiener Cutoff. So he goes, it's out there on the Wiener Cutoff farm. So just go out there. The guy, Larry, who was the farmhand that worked there, drove a yellow Corvette. He drove it up and down a gravel road every day.
I thought you were going to say like an old Ford.
He drove a yellow Corvette. My friend's dad took very good care of the guys that worked for him. So we go out there, and Larry hadn't lived there in a while, so we had to clear out some snakes and had to fight a few battles. Yeah, snakes, babs. Yeah. And turns out just down the road from us was the biggest drug bust at that time in the history of Arkansas in a barn just down the road. A friend of ours apparently was running quite an illicit operation, with surveillance cameras and all sorts of stuff. He did 10 years up the river. But this particular place, the feds and the DEA had kicked in the door and kind of they'd gone through all of our gear. So we finally get things settled down, but we're super paranoid. And this is right next to the farm shop that would later house the Tweety Balls, which was a story from a couple of weeks ago. So one night we're out there practicing, and we rehearsed a lot. It's, you know, 8 or 9, 10 o'clock at night in the summer.
I mean, you were going to be rock stars. You needed to.
I was 100% sure at that time I would be a rock star. I had the mullet. I had everything. Now, you got to understand, in the 80s, all that I knew about cocaine was from Miami Vice. Everything I knew about cocaine came from Crockett and Tubbs hunting down these crazed people that sold cocaine or did cocaine.
While wearing ridiculous
pastel colored jackets, you know, with
white pants.
Yes. So cocaine people were bad people. That's what I knew about cocaine people. Well, one night we're rehearsing in this farmhouse. We're already paranoid because our friend was apparently making all sorts of stuff down the road. You never know who's watching. It's in the country. It's in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden the door comes flying open. And my friend, the guitar player, had two cousins that were brothers, Sam and Rick. And they called Rick Pigman because he actually looked like a real pig. He looked like a pig.
A pig man.
Both of these guys in the big pig pen in the sky now, though. But Rick's brother, Sam, was kind of a charismatic dude. Always wore Ray-Ban aviators. I don't know if they were prescription or not, but like the ones David Koresh wore in all the police sketches. So my man comes in. It's the middle of the night. He's got on Ray-Ban aviators, and he just starts getting down. If I remember right, if memory serves me right, we were playing All Right Now by Free. So we're playing, he's just dancing around. Well, we stop the song, and he goes, I'm going to have me a toot. And we looked at him like we were crazy. And at this point, he dumps out a bag of white powder on this dilapidated kitchen table. In this farmhouse. And he goes, do y'all know Lady Clapton? And we said, and he goes, play cocaine, boys. And so we just start playing this riff right here. We're playing this riff.
Minus the vocals.
Minus Eric Clapton's vocals. We're just playing this riff over and over again. And I'm just kind of looking around at my friends. And every time I look at that kitchen table, there's a little bit more of that mountain of white stuff that's gone. And my man is dancing everywhere. Well, again, cocaine people are bad people. I've seen Miami Vice. I know what happens to people around cocaine. Guns, shots, you know, jumping off buildings. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Colorful pastel suits.
So we play this riff for about 15 minutes. Oh. And my man, every time I look at that kitchen table, there's a little bit less of that white powder. So finally we get, I don't know, several rounds into this song. Well, he's several rails into that table. And he just, the doors open the whole time. He just dances right back out the door into the night. Well, at that point, we don't know if we should stop playing it or not. So we just kept playing it for like five more minutes.
Right, because you don't want him to come back in and you're not playing
and
cocaine.
And be ticked off. If he's had a bunch of cocaine, which the lack of cocaine on the table tells me he had had a lot, based on how much hit the table out of the baggie.
Maybe it was powdered sugar.
So we just keep playing. And you can hear the solo. We soloed over it. I mean, we just got down for a while. So eventually, the singer, who was probably the most afraid of what was going on, just kind of saunters over to the door and looks up, and he's gone. So he signals that we can stop playing. At this point, we figured there's still some cocaine residue on the table, and we know the DEA has been through this particular part of the country recently looking for something else. So I think eventually by the end of the night, we found a hose and we hosed the cocaine, remaining cocaine off the table out into the yard to make sure we weren't accessories to any crime or anything that might have happened illegally that particular evening. That's the last I ever saw of Sam.
Wow.
That is outstanding.
Cocaine, ladies and gentlemen.
On the wiener cutoff.
I can
on
just
the wiener
see,
cutoff.
And I can just see you all looking at each other, still playing that song.
We didn't know what else to do.
Scared that he might come back in.
Again, Mickey's never had a drink.
Yeah.
No, like never a sip of alcohol.
So to play cocaine while watching something happen like happened was a, and I'm trying to stay complicit with the rules of how I can tell this story on radio. But to see that happen the way it did was quite an open, eye-opening experience for a, I'd say, 17-ish, 18-ish age version of myself.
In Wiener, Arkansas.
That stuck with me for the last 30 years.